show you, so tell other boys and girls. Tell them study the scriptures, man, the common true stuff. Fear's about to go down, then you'll know just what to do. Raise your hands in the air, God hears those prayers. Christ guides his people as they start to look in there. Do your best diligence to advance with the John one, baby. Tell me what's the word out. Everybody say, in Hebrews 4:12, it's double-edged, cut both ways. Word out, it's the Lord's word. No matter what you're saying, your motives will be learned. Now all you scoffers these days, who think you're fine, 'cause God ain't bringing Jesus yet. We know the reason why. He tries to put off the urge to act real soon. Regardless, we know Christ will be back when life's through. If you're choosing to refuse him, please, please repent. We don't have the time to fight a logical grown man. No more rants, no more rants, no one's answering me. Come on, come on, taters, tell me what's the word of. Every final say, it's the word of God and Armageddon's on the way.
Apologetics with an X, broadcasting and streaming for another weekend. We're so glad you could join us as we talk with Jay, the lead singer of that Christian parody band Apologetics. They have Christianized over 700 songs from the 50s to the present. I'm Jerry Q, and now here's the man who helps redeem the music.
Hey, it's great to be back, Jerry. Thank you very much. We're excited to be here again. Nice September weekend here in Pennsylvania. I hope you have nice weather out there in Kansas. I hope all our listeners have nice weather wherever they are. We start out today with a song called Word Of, a brand new song from us. It's a parody of the old song by Cameo, Word Up. And getting a little funky there with Apologetics and talking about, of course, the Word of God, which is the Bible, and who is also Jesus, according to John chapter 1 through 14. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. Today we're going to do some requests in the next set, and we're going to start with a song called Can't Buy Free Love. It's a parody of Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. All My Letters, a parody of All My Loving by the Beatles again. Then I'm a Receiver, a parody of I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth from the Shrek movie. And then we have a Romantic Letter, which is a parody of the letter by the box top.
Can't buy free love. He could do magic things cause he was into Satan through witchcraft. And Simon had a bunch of money, but he couldn't buy free love. I'll give you all I've got, he said, if you show me what to do to make the power of God descend upon the ones I wish it to. Peter said, dude, flush your money, money can't buy free love. Great big lie. Lies can cost you more than money, and money can buy free love. Till you're at the point where finally you wanna just plain die. I can't bear to watch your buddy come and get Christ free love. Get Christ free love. I'll send to all Christians the letters I have written in hope that you'll read them for me. And then while I'm away, you'll burn home every day, cause I've sent all my letters to you. All my letters.
Love. I'm a receiver, got the redeemer in my life.
obsessed with giving things. He said, boy, I gave the best I got. What's the use in striving? All your debt is paid. Didn't leave a punchline on my grave. Then I got his grace. Now I'm a receiver. Got a place, a palace on high, up above. In striving, all your debt is paid. Check out Romans 10:9. I got saved when I got his grace. Now I'm a receiver. Mama says I'm out of my mind. I've been touched.
Well, Jay, do you know there's so many ways they can hear us each week? We're streaming on a variety of formats, including TuneIn. You can also go to our flagship station's main page at angel95fm.com and listen in there. And we archive the past year's Apologetics with an X shows on that page as well.
Yeah, Jerry, it's great to have everybody being able to listen to stuff on the archives and stuff like that. We really appreciate that. And we're going to try and play you a few songs that you haven't heard on our shows previously, or haven't heard at least in a while. We have Lonesome Leper. It's a parody of Lonesome Loser by the Little River Band. This set is brought to you by the letter L, apparently. Lonesome Leper, Lonesome Loser, and Little River Band. Then we have Talk Daily to Me, a parody of Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. That song was written while I was mowing the lawn, I think. And then after, as many of these songs were. And after that, we have a song called Speech Police, a parody of Dream Police by Cheap Trick.
Have you heard
about the lonesome leper. Read in Matthew, Luke, and Mark, and you'll find. Have you heard about the lonesome leper? Jesus looked upon him filled with compassion.
Some bomb encounters Jesus Christ. He wraps his face up. Children run and hide.
Have you heard about the lonesome leper? Read in Matthew, Luke, and Mark, and you'll find. Have you heard about the lonesome leper? Jesus looked upon him filled with compassion.
He's messed up, they say. He drops his head and his family keeps far away. He still keeps searching though there's ugliness. Breaks his heart a lot. Now he has to pray to God.
Have you heard about the lonesome leper? Read in Matthew, Luke, and Mark, and you'll find.
In the store. So let's
Apologetics with an X with J and Q. And Jay, how might our friends latch on to some of these terrific tunes?
Sure, Jay, they can go out to the name of the website is like the name of the show, apologetics with an X.com. Just make sure you spell it right, apologetics.com. Or you can go to iTunes, Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora, just about any place you can get digital music, you can find Apologetics. If you go to our website, you can find more than any other place because we have everything we ever did. And we can get CDs from us too, or you can get MP3 downloads, all kinds of stuff. So you can go there. And you'll hear songs like the following, There Are Wolves Among Us, which is a parody of Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, talking about wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, the Bible in the New Testament, 26 out of 27 books of the New Testament warn about false teachers or false prophets. So it must have been something that was on God's mind and still is on God's mind. So it should be something that should be on our mind, too. Be on the lookout for these guys. You know, if they're wolves in sheep's clothing, they don't look like wolves. And then we have a song called Hosea, a parody of Josie by Steely Dan. And it's from the book of Hosea, of course. Then we have Land of Delusion, a parody of Land of Illusion, originally done by Genesis and redone in a very similar style by the band Disturbed.
With a Bible trembling in his hand, talking to the sheep that don't know where to graze. He was looking for some ways to fleece those flocks. Gonna get a big church and preach by faith. Sunday again.
Thank you.
You're listening to Apologetics with an X. And Jay, how might our listeners connect with you?
Yeah, if they go to the website, Jerry, they can connect with us there. Or they can go to our Facebook site. Apologetics has a Facebook site. Go to the website. You can email us from there. It's a good way to do it. But like I said, we have a Facebook site, too. And we need all the friends we can get. So we're going to start off this last set with a song that was written in this very room from which I am doing this interview right now. My bedroom. It was Tried to Find Lots of Ways. It's a parody of Driving My Life Away by Eddie Rabbit. Part of it was also written in a petting zoo, actually, now that I think about it, a Living Treasures Animal Park. Not an ordinary petting zoo because it had more than goats. It had yaks and all kinds of animals, and some animals that you wouldn't want to pet, but giraffes, which you actually could pet, too. Anyway, after that, we have a song called Must Seem Silly, parody of Mustang Sally by The Commitments, originally done by Wilson Pickett and The Rascals, and a lot of bands have done Mustang Sally over the years. This one used, goodness gracious, it may have used more musicians than any other Apologetics song. We had a horn section in there, three guys. We had two backing lady singers. I was there. We had a guy on piano, a guy on organ, and a guy on guitar and bass. So, yeah, it was a group effort for sure. Then we have Nabal Was a Mean Guy, a guy from David's life. You can read about him. Anyway, it's called In the Meantime, the original was, and it was by a group called Space Hog. You may never have heard of Space Hog, but that was their big hit. It was a big hit in the 90s, and the lead singer for that band used to be married to Liv Tyler, who was the daughter of Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, and she's also famous for being in movies like Lord of the Rings and That Thing You Do and Armageddon. And finally, we're going to end today with another brand new song from our latest single. It's called Psalm 19. Specifically about Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Anyway, it's a parody of All I Need by Jack Wagner, who played Frisco Jones on General Hospital from 1983 through, 1989. Not that I was a regular watcher, but I do my research.
Well, a midnight deadline crack came on and made me right. All my debts told me I was safe for all time. But I gotta keep growing. Those sins were wiped out, zapping like Nintendo. Ain't a perfect Christian, but it showed me the way to go. And I gotta keep going. Ooh, I tried to find lots of ways. I took before I met him, babe. But look, there's only one that saves. Well, I trust I got foolish, but I'm not a bully. Tried to talk some sense to your pride, yet I wouldn't be snarky. Cause Jesus does the same.
trust him now. Might seem silly now, baby. Guess you'll never go and trust him now. You've been running down the law with your mouth. Ooh, I guess you oughta quit your blaspheming. Oh, look out. Let's sing it one more time, girls. All you wanna do is gripe about Helen.
Neighbor was a mean guy, wait and see. love to argue all day through. Cause men of greed despise the truth, and after all is name meant fool. They love to argue.
And when we inquired if he'd provide some food to share with all the boys for all the David's men had done, he said, "I never give my bread away. Besides, you're on the run." David said, "The mean guy done me wrong."
But that's homicide. No, David Wade, that's not okay.
Ooh, David changed his mind 10 days later. Nabal died of a heart attack, and Abigail, his wife, became the king's bride.
He loved to argue all day through. Wasn't keen to chatter anymore.
again, 'cause I don't know what it is. Some trying to be pure, but I fail nearly all of the time. But I seek so hard to please thee, like in Psalm 19. Those stars are awful bright, but they shine with borrowed light, and those heavens tell of your might. Lord God, noise and feeling to good deeds. That is all I plead.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.